Good.
You're on.
All right. We'd like to welcome everyone out to tonight's town council meeting. We had a public hearing earlier at 6 o'clock with our local government study commission, and we are now starting this meeting. Mayor McBurney is not here this evening and asks that I conduct for tonight's meeting. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight, those who are on Zoom. John, can you believe this is the best turnout we've had for a map award? This was awesome. We're going to start off with public comment. Before we do that, just I want to remind everyone of a few of the rules of decorum we have. Sometimes it's helpful. If you're in the room, we invite you to come up to the podium and state your name. And if you're on Zoom, use the raise your hand function and Liz will let you in at the appropriate time. And in 3 minutes or less, we ask you to share with us what's on your mind. And it is okay to share gratitude and praises for the council and for the camp. But also, if you have concerns, disappointments, want to raise awareness, that kind of thing, that's okay too. You may not make public attacks, use profanity or threats. And please remember, in public comment, we are not allowed to have discussion or responses. So just keep that in mind as you share those things. There's a place for those things, and unfortunately, it's not in the public comment this time. For the item agenda, agenda items later, there will be opportunity to comment on those separately. So we'll remind you that. So with that, it's time for public comment. If there's anyone who'd like to come on up and share with us what's on their mind, please do so.
My name is Mitch Alvin, and thank you for having us here. As you know, today's elephant in the room is concerns about the mayor and his comments on Facebook. We have 17-year-old children and our children in community passing that information along. Is this a proper representation of what we want to see in our community and how we hold ourselves accountable for what we say? My question is how do we move forward to make sure that this doesn't happen in the future? And is there anything that we can do to make sure that he is held accountable for his actions and what he said in this community? If we have this process in line, is there any way that we can find a way for his resume to be submitted into this corporation, into this company? So let me know, and I appreciate all your comments.
Okay. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else in the room? Come on up.
My name is Kevin Cannon. I've lived here for a while. A lot of you here know me. Some of you don't. I've never met you. So I would like to just let it be known that from other people that I've talked to today, the Commissioner of Political Practices in Montana has been notified of this situation. Gallatin County's Attorney's Office has been alerted of this situation because there's no ethical board here for us in this town. Obviously, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle has been notified of this situation, but people are holding emails at this point in time, along with KRTV, Montana Free Press, Montana Newspaper Association, PBS, ABC, Fox, and Daily Montanian. So this is no longer contained in this community. So to do something about this and to make it right and, you know, apology, whatever needs to be done, replacement, it should be done quick before this becomes a statewide thing instead of just a local thing. These comments, in my opinion, are absolutely absurd. And for somebody to be held at an ethical standard, such as the mayor, to be spouting this nonsense is ridiculous. How are you going to sit there and try to convince people that there's actually work from all sides being listened to and organized when you completely despise 80% of the population of this area? It's ridiculous. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Anyone else? Any hands, Liz? I don't see a corner of that screen.
I can see the hands.
Oh.
Didn't you show or something?
Was there a hand up there? I don't see any.
Don't have any hands.
I can barely see that far.
You might mention that we don't get comments by chat.
Okay. If anyone's on Zoom, the chat function, we don't take comments by that. And so it's just part of the peanut gallery. Doesn't really go into record and recommend you not use it. It is there, but doesn't really do much. So if you'd like to speak up, please raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you. Anyone else in public comment? Anyone on Zoom? Tom, come up.
My name is Thomas Cannon. I've been a resident in this town for 25 years. And, you know, I started getting screenshots from my son, who is a high school student here in town, at midday today. And at first I was really hot. You know, it really boiled my blood. As I thought about it, as I went throughout the day, what I would like to stand here and say, not just to those on the council, but to everybody in this room, is that when it comes down to it, we're all neighbors. And we all got to live in this town together. And this horrible divisiveness that's gripping our nation has no place in this community. And so I'm not here to call for any kind of consequences on anybody. That's not my lane. I'm just here to hopefully speak reason that we're all neighbors and we all gotta live together. We all gotta get along. My name is Thomas. And it's the greatest pride of my life because I am named after my grandfather, who, in fact, went to Europe and defeated the Nazis. Now that's just where I'll leave it. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. You get approval? Oh, go ahead.
No. You can see that look. You know, I hadn't planned to comment, and I wish that the mayor was here to hear this, but I was working all day, so I'm not privy to a lot of these texts and this and that, and I didn't follow it, although I am aware of it. But this is the thought process that came to me, because I'm on a lot of boards and do a lot of different things, and I don't know the percentage of liberals versus conservatives in this town. I don't know how many are Democrats versus Republicans. And to me, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are a community made up of a bunch of citizens that have a bunch of things that we're concerned about. And you guys were elected by the citizens in this community to represent all of us, regardless of our viewpoints. And when someone steps out of line, or the community feels that someone has stepped out of line, I know on some of the boards that I'm on, they would either be censored or asked to resign from the board. That is usually the code of conduct and ethics of all the paperwork that I've ever signed on any board that I've ever been on. And I don't know the procedure or the protocol in this city government that when the mayor's not elected but appointed by the council, puts a lot of pressure on you guys, and I understand that. I don't know what your thought process is going to be, but I do agree with some of the comments made here earlier that whatever is done should be done. Let me put it this way. I wouldn't wait a long time. This community is watching to see how our elected officials respond to how this has affected our community. And I would just like to think that something, and I'm not going to make any suggestions, not maybe I will, but something should be done. And I'm afraid to say that if I had done that, I would resign immediately. And that is something that I would expect from a government official of this community. But that's his choice. That's your choice, whether you ask him to do that or not. But I will say, you're being watched. This community is watching. This community cares. I care, or I would have got up. Hopefully I'm not on the couch tonight. And I just feel strong enough that I've lived in this community long enough and trying to better this community through the hospital projects and other community projects and things that I'm involved in. It's just ludicrous to me that we have this coming from an official, particularly a mayor. I don't know if I stated for the record, my name is Doug Schmier. Those are my comments. And thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Thanks. Anyone else? No hands on the other hand? It looks like there is. Who's that?
Caitlin Johnson.
All right. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. I think everyone else has said everything that needs to be said.
I don't like it at all.
About morals and ethics and that he represents us. But I also just want to clarify, was he appointed into that position by the council or was it voted on by the community?
I'll go ahead and take liberty to answer that. We're not supposed to, but it was an appointment. We do that first meeting of every January.
Okay. All right. That's all I had to follow up. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. Anyone else? Is that the same hand, Liz? Sorry, I can't read it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Paper.
All right. Thanks. I can see the hand. Take a time. Anyone like to come up and share their thoughts? But one more time for public comment. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. We appreciate that. It's always nice to have feedback and have so many here to share their thoughts and tell us how well we're doing and whatever else you have. That's okay. Thank you. We will now go to council comments. Let's go around the table. Lisa, I'll go to you first.
Thank you. So for the record, I did not vote in favor of appointing Jeff McBurney as our mayor this year. And I've raised concerns about his social media conduct since I started on this town council. Most recently on September 4th, I'm going to read from an email that I sent to our town attorney. Jane is online again in response to some public comments that were received at our town council meeting that night. And I heard no response to this email. I sent it to Jane and copied all my council members and probably Dan Walker as well. On a related note, did you also hear the two separate public comments at the beginning of the meeting about town council members posting on social media? The first was from Greg Forsyth, and the second, specifically naming Jeff McBurney's comments, was from Chief Group. Many others in the community have privately shared with me their concern about Jeff McBurney's postings on Facebook and the reflection on the town, a heightened concern now that he is filling the role of mayor. I have personally raised my concerns about such postings with you in the past, and I do not recall you taking a position on the same. Would you please share with all of us your position on propriety of town council members posting on social media, specifically as those posts relate to matters that are addressed in our town council meetings or involve our community partners? I am livid and disgusted by what I've heard. I didn't see any of the posts myself, but I'm going to be asking my fellow council members when we are in our meeting and it's appropriate for me to make a motion, I'm going to be asking all of you to join me in censoring Jeff McBurney for his social media activity that led to our town being portrayed in the light it is in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle today. MCA, Montana Code Annotated 7-5-4103, gives us all explicitly the power to sanction council members for improper conduct. So that was, you know, Doug Schmier also raised that issue. And I think at a minimum, that is what we need to do to at least start this. And I would also, again, ask our town attorney to weigh in on the issue. I think it's unfortunately long past due to have that input. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Jeff Matthews.
I certainly don't condone any statements on aggregate. I think as an elected official, it's imperative that we represent the best interests of the community. Political divisive statements in and on a public forum are completely unacceptable. That's it.
Oh,
you want me to say more?
Thanks, Jeff. Brian.
I agree with Jeff, and then I'm going to change gears. I wanted to thank the study commission, Casey Brock and Tut, for their time and efforts on the local government study commission that they spent a lot of time on. That's it.
Thank you. And I've got a few things. First, I'd like to say she looks fabulous at 49. Happy birthday to Karen Matthews. And there is another week of volleyball and football, and the last home games are this Saturday and senior night. And so just want to get that out, remind you, there's one last hurrah here in town for the football and volleyball team. And so don't forget that. And it's disappointing to me, some of the things that have taken place. But we also believe so strongly in free speech and the individual right to have that. And it's a real tough one. And I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but definitely, it's not something we just found out. I found out about it this morning, so it's not something me personally I'm ready to take any kind of action. I just share that as a public comment. Things will have to work themselves out as appropriate and legal and so forth. So to share that and appreciate everyone coming out tonight.
My name's here.
With that, we will go. Sorry, I can't have that discussion. Sorry. And we don't know, actually. So that wasn't shared. So. Yeah, we will move on now to treasurers and securities reports.
You can find that in the finance department.
Thank you, Katie. We have no purchase orders. We'll go to claims. Tonight we have claims in the amount of, let me go back here. This is a low one tonight, $148,265.30. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll go ahead. I'm sure. Yeah. I make a motion to approve the claims of $148,265.30.
I'll second that.
We move to second. Anyone have any comments or questions? Any claims to have to take?
Nope.
No. Right. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions on the claims tonight? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of approving the claims tonight in the amount of $148,265.30, please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Thank you. The next one, we have no business license applications. We'll go to the minutes from our October 7th meeting. I do have a note here. Action item number two, it was added on number two that, as corrected, there was a comment from Lisa Griffith about that she had opposed, but in the recording, listen, Miss didn't have that in there. We made the correction last time in talking about it, but Lisa was on Zoom and it never, we didn't hear it. There was, I think you got cut out or something. And so we put that in the notes, it says as corrected. And so it's not in there that Griffith was opposed that just because we didn't hear it as part of the record. So we just wanted to make sure that was clear. So with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve the October 7th, 2025 town council meeting.
Sorry about that.
Need to add that?
Yeah, if you wanted to address that, it's strike. I would recommend strike as corrected if you want to make that as a motion.
So you're saying that the official minutes don't include my comment that I voted against whatever it was. I don't even remember.
No, they've been added. Actually, I deleted two. It says Griffith is opposed to the motion. Motion passes.
Is that for this one or that was a previous meeting's?
So last meeting you asked to be corrected for the minutes before but then went back and couldn't hear it.
The problem I had is that I said that
we got a first and second. I'm going to discussion or did you want to change it? That's okay.
The motion that was on the table didn't include the correction that I stated and I brought that up and you know Jeff McBurney said we didn't need to include that in the motion, which I felt was improper. But I mean, I don't know. I always vote against the minutes because I don't like to get in these discussions. We've had many in the past, and I just abstain for sanity because I feel we should have our Zoom, recordings be our official minutes, but I don't have consensus. So whatever you guys want to do, you can do.
Brian, give me the opportunity. Do you want to make the amended motion? If you're interested.
Yeah, what was the date of the previous one?
October 7th. The October 7th minutes set motion set as corrected in reference to the September 16th minutes. But the negative motion was not picked up on the recording. I mean, if you voted against it, we couldn't hear it because I went back and reviewed it. And so that's why it doesn't say Griffith is opposed. That wasn't in that.
I don't even remember what was the action item that we're
talking about. It was the minutes.
Oh, there was another. I didn't comment on that one. There was another more substantive action item that reflected that it reflected my vote incorrectly. But I don't remember, I'm past it. We're a couple
minutes. I listened to all of the motions. They were wrong.
Well, I don't think we need to spend time on this again. Minutes.
And so all I'm recommending is that phrase as corrected in the October 7th minutes be stricken before you approve them.
I'll amend my motion to approve the October 7th, 2025 town council meetings. With the correction of this phrase of what item number was that? Two?
Item number two.
Item number two in the September 16th town council meeting.
No, in the October 7th. Taking the motion.
Okay.
Voting on right now. Take out
that phrase.
That's correct.
I'll make motion to approve the October 7th, 2025 town council meeting minutes with taking note of the correction action item number two.
I'll second that.
Moving second.
Don't ask me to repeat it.
Any other corrections? All right. Anyone in the public have any corrections they'd like to add? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of the amended motion to approve the October 7th town council meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Sometimes it gets a little clunky here. That's it. All right. We will now turn the time over to our town manager for his report. Thanks, Dan.
Good evening, everyone. I just also want to start just saying what a disappointing day it's been today. So I just want everybody to know that I think that we've spent the last 4 years really focused on concentrating on moving the community forward and trying to do our best to do what's the best for the community. And I just really felt disappointed today. So I'll leave it at that. I want to say thank you to Tut and Brock and Casey from the study commission. They did a great job, I think. I had a chance to talk with them all. I really appreciate that they took the time to evaluate and kind of learn about the form and function of the government that we have here in West Yellowstone. And I think that they took everything into consideration that they needed to. And I just appreciate the time that they've taken to do that on behalf of the town. Sorry, I just echo Councilor Beinecke's position. John Cady, Liz, Brittany, and I attended the League of City and Town Conference in Billings last week. As I mentioned when I was at the planning conference, I'm fully full of conference food. So hopefully that we got a year to miss that. We had our fall meeting with the Resort Tax Association, and then I specifically myself, everybody had kind of their own track specific to their job functions. But I was with the city and town managers, so a lot of good learning there. Also, just good to see what's going on in the state of Montana and what issues are important to the people of Montana, and also to just catch up with colleagues. And on a side note, I've been nominated and accepted to serve on the Montana City and County Managers Association Board. So we'll have some representation there.
Correct.
Thank you. We had a Greenway Committee meeting on the 9th of October. This is a group that is leading the planning efforts and exploring options to enhance the corridor between the depot and the shoreline trail. I know there were some public meetings and they've been doing some planning work. I think they focused their efforts on specifically on phase one between the depot and the clinic, kind of that back door to the dining hall and in that kind of area. I think they're looking specifically at trying to crack that nut before they look at some of the other issues, which I think are going to be a little bit more challenging moving forward.
And included in that study, are they looking at curb cuts and all that stuff for the remainder of the trail?
I think on a high level, I don't know specifically. They're still kind of in the drafting phase, but I know that was part of the discussion was trying to put some sort of a temporary delineation from the depot to the shoreline trail. But I don't know that they've landed on what that's going to be, but they did discuss it. I don't know specifically what that's going to look like. I think one of the things I think that I was impressed is they're kind of looking at and just the conversations that I've had with them is just kind of looking at things from a low impact and a maintenance perspective, you know, from the town, because it's such a large area and we've got such a small crew. I've kind of been focusing on let's find like cool things to do that can be kind of done in a low maintenance way. So I think they've taken that bar a little bit. They are scheduled to have their next meeting in December. I don't have a specific date yet. We have a new dispatcher, Del Sensig. She started in early October, was touring around today. She has some previous dispatch experience, and then she has been living in town for a couple of years here. So if you see her, she was at the chamber, I think in at the branding iron. So people were probably recognize her. So say hello and welcome if you see her. And then just two deadlines approaching. Park master plan RP submissions are due Friday at 5 p.m. and rec director positions are due also on Friday by 5 p.m. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Where are we at with NeighborWorks?
NeighborWorks is papering, getting everything, getting the documents together. They're working on the ground lease and the loan documents. So we have been working on that.
Any additional financing with that secure?
They feel confident with their package that they have. Unfortunately, I was at conference last week and have not been able to touch with Kai, but we are meeting later this week to just go over it. But I know that was pretty much handled all last week.
Thank you, Kate.
Yes.
I don't have any questions or comments for Dan for now. Welcome back. All right. We'll move on to new business tonight. The first one, we have Mistletoe Magic Holiday Bazaar. And in this event,
advisory board reports.
Oh, I skipped right. I'm sorry. Let's go to advisory board reports first.
I have a staff report. For all the local residents, ballots were mailed on Friday. You should probably have them in your box by now. Election day is November 4th. We have a drop box here at the town hall that's open during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On election day, which is November 4th, the ballot box will be available from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. And more if you feel like it, you can mail it back, but keep in mind that mail to Bozeman usually takes close to a week.
Thank you. We can go to advisory reports. We'll go to Lisa first. Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah. So Healthcare Services Advisory Board met on October 16th. There was a lot discussed for our clinic, our Billings clinic here in town. Becky Goltz gave a report on a lot of work that they're doing in the community. Also, our Billings Clinic rep, Levi Anderson, he talked about a newly announced partnership expansion between Bozeman Health and Billings Clinic, which was in the paper that later that day. They're collaborating together to improve physician coverage, and he's expecting that that's going to trickle down to West Yellowstone and benefit us because we've had a hard time getting the physician staffing filled and kept filled here in town. So that's exciting to hear about that new collaboration. The clinic has extended their hours on Thursdays to be open until 6 p.m., it's a little bit later, so that some people might have an easier time getting into the clinic. And they also still highly encourage people to try to make appointments if they can. They see a lot of walk-ins and they're, you know, happy to do that, but it really helps them if people can make appointments for things they know of in advance. October 30th, Gallatin County Health Department is partnering to host a vaccine clinic here at our local Billings clinic. There was a lot of discussion about whether they were going to have COVID vaccines. I guess it's a little bit unsettled as to whether that's going to be available, and if so, who might qualify to receive it and the costs, but October 30th is when that's happening. They now have a second x-ray tech. You know, that was something that we talked a lot about when we brought Billings Clinic on, wanting to have even one x-ray tech. Now they have two. Let's see. They continue to have a behavioral health provider coming down from Bozeman 2 days each week. Dr. Dunn and Dr. Hess are the two physicians that have been providing on-site medical coverage in our clinic here. Let's see, we also had a rural resort tax update from Chief Grube. He said their website's set up and operational. and they will start collecting resort tax January 1st of this coming year. And they are closing on some short-term funding to help cover some of their startup costs, like legal, website, etc. They're estimating $8 million in revenue will be generated each year. And there's also going to be, on our May 2026 ballot, there's going to be some language to modify a permissible use for rural resort tax monies. I guess there was a little bit of miscommunication between the Gallatin County Attorney's Office and Chief Groob's coalition when they were formulating the ballot language, and education and community impact as permissible uses was omitted from the official ballot language, but it was intended to be included. So they're going to try to just tidy things up, and you'll see that on the May 2026 ballot. The hospital district also gave, or Bob Kinney gave, a report on behalf of the hospital district. Lindsay and Nancy on the board have been looking into potential grant opportunities, and information they've gathered has been passed on to the West Yellowstone Medical Center, Inc. The Montana Office of Rural Health is doing a survey to help advise on what direction the hospital district board should be heading. They're sending out random surveys. They sent out 800, then 100, then 75. They're also, I don't know if they're still available as of today, but they had surveys available at the clinic. If people wanted to fill them out, they can go in and provide input. There was a vacancy on the board, but they just filled that with Arnie Christensen. So there's a new board member. And our next Healthcare Services Advisory Board meeting is January 22nd, 2026 at noon here in town. Wonderful.
Thank you. A lot happening. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Jeff Matthews.
Business improvement. Tri-State donated or said they would be donating rocks for the aesthetics around the entry signs on 191 and 20. MDT put the kibosh on that and said we weren't allowed to do that after some negotiating by John. The tree grates are in. Some new trees have to replace the old dead trees, and those grates will be placed in next summer or next spring. The event signage that was proposed for overhead on 191, we're not able to do that, but we will be doing light post signage to notify people of events that are forthcoming. Traffic mitigation is being disassembled. And Julia, thank you very much for the plants and the arrangements we had this year. I think it worked out really well. There's another proposal for trash disposal awareness, some type of game of some kind. We're still in the negotiation point of that. Make the track, the receptacles a little bit more visible and available to the public. And that's it.
Thank you. Brian.
Parks and Rec met on the 8th. We looked at doing a questionnaire for what people want in the park. We're looking at some new donated benches for Pioneer Park, and that's about it. Our next meeting is the 19th.
Thanks. Matt Fun had a great meeting, and I'll wait a few more minutes and let John Grieve share the results of that meeting. Yeah, so all right. Doug, does it have to do with advisory board reports?
I would like to just maybe a clarification, because I don't know if there was a misunderstanding. I'm actually the chairman of the West Yellowstone Medical Center, and I'm also in the Deputy Mason Hospital District Board. So you made a comment that they could fill out a survey. That survey has been closed.
It has been. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the survey process has been closed. So just so the public is aware of what has been happening and what's been going and maybe didn't get clarified at the meeting, because we've got three entities that are trying to, you know, Becky, Bob Kenny, and myself. Lots of things are happening. But just to kind of bring you up to speed with my knowledge and everything else, so that the public is aware, is that we had the initial survey sent out. We extended that. It was an initial 800. The additional 100 or so were some that we individually handed out. The big criteria there was that we were trying to make sure we hit the percentage that we were looking for a good, accurate survey, according to the Montana Rural Health, which is an extension of MSU. They tell us that we have met that threshold and that they feel that our response rate is greater than what they expected. That being said, we got the committee, which is made up of Lindsay, Charleston, Becky Goltz, and myself. We're the committee, subcommittee, or whatever you want to call us, that put that survey together with the Montana Rural Health, advising us along the way as well. They're excited about this, by the way, because their role is going in and assessing hospitals and things that have already been done. This is a first for them for a startup. So they're excited in this whole process as much as we are. We've reviewed the first draft. We have got with the Montana Rural Health on the question, verification on populations and some other things that came out in that first draft, and the criteria that they used and where they got some numbers. Those have been looked at and reviewed. We have received a second draft along with some suggestions that went back to them, and we were probably just days away of getting the final draft, if you will, of that survey and results. I've had a chance to read it. Rather interesting, that's all I'll say at that point in time. But the process going forward now is that that survey will go to the West Shelton Medical Center Board for review. It will also go to the Heavenly Basin District Board for their chance to look at that. The whole process then is we will take that under advisement. Part of that process is that with the USDA, in order to get any grants or funding, that survey was required, and it was also required for a feasibility study. So we kind of went ahead and ran with that ball. The next thing that's going to happen is we're putting a proposal together, an FRP, if you will, to put a feasibility study together. That'll probably, as much as I'd like to get things done, some things just doesn't happen very fast. But this RFP will go out, we'll get a feasibility study done. They will also have access to that survey so that they can look at it and verify the data. Once that stuff comes back, boy, it's going to be exciting. And I think the town will be interested in what that looks like, costs, all the what ifs that this council has been asking. Well, how big is it going to be? How much land do you need? Where are you going to put it? All those kinds of things. And it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse. We don't know where we're going to put it. We're going to be looking for you guys for help. And part of that is because of how much land do we need, or that kind of thing. These are some of the questions that we can't answer right now. So we're kind of dancing in this gray area, if you will. But once that feasibility study is done, and I hope I don't put any words in the rest of the board's mouth or Chairman Kenny by misspeaking at all, but that will be the delta for this community and for this council to be able to work with. And to answer your question, yes, we are the 501c3 group that because the Hebgen Basin Hospital District Board is a taxing entity, the mill levy is capped, so we have no funding. Zero. County commissioners have flat come out and told us that. So that is part of where the 501c3 entity, the West Shelton Medical Center, is the one that's able to write the grants and seek any donations and funding. And we have already started that ball in motion and have some things in place for when things should happen. First thing we come up with is we got to pay $10,000 for this survey, which is just in the process of being completed. So that'll be something that we're going to be financing. And then we'll figure out how we're going to finance the feasibility study. As you well guys well know, they're not cheap. And so we're working on that ball right now. And I guess I'm mainly telling you and the community so that they know where we're at. And we, have, as a group, have talked about coming here more often and keeping the community apprised of what's been happening. And every time we think that we're almost there to make an announcement, it gets drug out a little bit further or something else happens. And so that's kind of been the struggle. But that's the process. That's where we're at. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you for that supplement. That was great.
Thanks, Doug. When you're ready, let us know. We'll make sure to add you to the agenda so we can have some discussion. That'd be great. All right. Any other advisory boards we're missing? All right. We will now move on to new business. I was getting excited. Mistletoe Magic Holiday Bazaar. There's a couple requests to waive the resort tax bond, to waive the fees and the insurance for the POVOS Center. And that is what is before us tonight. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion to approve Mistletoe Magic Holiday Bazaar request for December 5th and 6th with the bond waiver, waiving the fees and the insurance for the POVOS Center.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions?
It's a good event.
Yeah.
Well, here.
Positive.
Anyone in the community have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Which has been called for. All those in favor of approving the resort tax bond waiver, the waiver of the fees, and the waiver of the insurance for the Mistletoe Magic Holiday Bazaar, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any opposed? Thank you. All right. Thank you to three wise women. If anyone doesn't know, that's what the application is. All right, we now have two Marketing Promotions Fund award recommendations. I'll ask John Grieve to come up, and John, if you don't mind, would you mind go ahead and just introduce both of these to us, and then we'll come back and make action as separate action items. But may as well, instead of having you stand up through the whole time, wait for us, go ahead and just kill them both. How's that?
Sure. I'm John Grieve, Secretary for the Mafflin Advisory Board. I'll speak loudly enough, perhaps, for the person behind me to hear. When I'm sitting in the audience, sometimes I have a hard time hearing people speaking forward to the council. You have two recommendations in your council packets this evening. One for recommending funding for the Kids in Snow event of $5,886.25. I'll address that application first. We feel as if we want to support this event for that full amount of 5,886.25 and ask that you approve that funding. 2/3 of the 5,886 are going towards marketing and promotion, which is what this advisory board is all about as its main goal for marketing and promotion of town events in order to bring in people into town for restaurants, hotels, and every other economic engine that is generated here in town. 2/3 are going for marketing and promotion. You have a list of the four other expenses that they're requesting payments for in the application. Those are all allowable expenses and in the percentage amounts that we allow for certain expenses like the admin salaries as well as the other admin expenses. So I ask that you approve our recommendation of $5,886.25 for the Kids in Snow event for 25-26 series. I can address the next event if that's what you
want. Yeah, we'll go ahead. tackle each one.
The next event is the 2026 Wild Bill Days Productions. The event requested $50,000. Our recommendation is only for $30,000. Listed in the recommendation is why we ended up recommending only $30,000. That information is reflected in the minutes, and the several reasons are reflected in the recommendation. I'll mention one of those reasons. Our budget for this year for the MAP fund is $200,000. $50,000 is, of course, one quarter of our budget. We've also already committed $60,000 to other multiple events. And thus, one of those reasons why we were only recommending $30,000 was because of our budget. I'll make two more comments. One, the expenses that are listed there in the application are allowable expenses, and the $30,000 that are recommended will be split between those four expenses that are mentioned in the application, as opposed to $50,000 being split for those four expenses. My final comment will be this. Congratulations and appreciation, and certainly my hat's off to Katrina, Travis, and everybody with Wild Bill Productions, and everyone that was involved with the June event, because the June event helped increase resort tax of $78,000 for June 2025. And that's mentioned in the recommendation as well.
Thank you, John.
So we're asking you to approve $30,000.
Awesome. So go to the council. What is the council's pleasure of Kids in Snow 2025-26 award recommendation?
I'd make a motion to approve Kids in Snow 2025-2026 series in the amount of $5,886.25.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions?
Hopefully we get snow.
We'll have snow in month. Soon,
right, John?
Oh, no. The first event's not until December, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, doesn't wait until December.
Anyone else? Great event, been going on a long time, so I think it's wonderful. Anyone in the community have any comments or questions? All right, back to the table.
Call for question.
There's something called for. All those in favor of approving the MAP Fund award recommendation in the amount of $5,886.25 for Kids in Snow 2025-26 series, please say aye.
Aye.
Terrible tie. Thank you. The second one, what is the pleasure of the council for Wild Bill Days 2026?
I'd make a motion we approve Wild Bill Days 2026 in the amount of $30,000.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions?
How close are we to getting the band? It better not be Beatlemania.
That's a lot of resort tax, though. That's great. How old is that compared to, well, I guess there was no resort tax when it was out of town. Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's great. And John, you always give great presentations. It's always very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You all.
Brian? He do.
And like all events, I think they're great, and glad we can keep this one going, or you can keep this one going with our encouragement and support. And so I think it's great. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions?
She's a little bit of under the weather. Couple things I want to say is thanks to John and the committee for supporting us. Thank you, you guys, for supporting us. What we have going was a huge success due to the city coming behind us when we moved into town. That was a huge move for us, and I think it reflected that with, obviously, the resort tax. I want to thank Katrina. She's the kind of the heart and soul behind it. I just do as I'm told. And Public Works, you guys were awesome. And I think with the continued support and everybody in this community coming together to make this the event that it is, because, you know, it's unfair for me and Katrina to take credit for this because it is our community and definitely was even more so this last season. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Travis. Anyone else? Back to the table.
Call for questions.
Questions been called for. All those in favor of approving the MAP Fund award of $30,000 to Wild Wild Days 2026, please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Thank you. Go forth and do good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, I want to make a motion for the town council to formally censor our mayor, Jeff McBurney, for his social media conduct that landed our town on the Bozeman Daily Chronicle radar in such an unfavorable light.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I'd like a little legal advice.
I would be concerned about taking action on an issue that wasn't on the agenda. I mean, you're required under the law to give at least 48 hours notice of items, action items that should be on the agenda. So maybe putting this on the agenda for the next meeting would be appropriate.
Okay, can I amend my motion to have this put on our next council meeting agenda? And I need a second.
Well, I'll second that.
Dean, would that be much more appropriate?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
So there's not a lot we can have discussion since it's not part of there, but we'd like to put it on the next meeting.
I'm sorry, so you amended your motion?
Yes.
Okay. And you signed it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
We can't really talk about it since it's now.
Right.
Well, Jane had fine word.
That's perfect. All right. Then with that, we'll take a vote. Those who'd like to see on the next agenda.
Call for questions.
Call for questions. We didn't have discussions. We'd like to see on the next agenda.
What? Okay. Are we doing a hand thing?
Okay, perfect. Yeah. We definitely have a majority like to see it on our next agenda. Dan, Liz, well, that we'll come back to that for our next meeting. Thank you. All right. It is that wonderful time of correspondence and calendaring items. Liz, do you want to start and remind everyone of our meetings that we have so everyone can put it on our phone and be here next time?
Right. At the end of your packet, there was a flyer. There's going to be a community town call with Cora Newman and Alana Griffith, who are our elected representatives. That is going to be here at the town hall next Tuesday. October 28th, 6th, 5 o'clock. The other thing, which is being hosted by the town council or by the Chamber of Commerce, but there is a candidate forum this Thursday at the Chamber building.
Yes.
And that one that
6 o'clock is kind of an open reception. Visiting 6:30 to 8:30 will be the forum.
And so, as I mentioned before, ballots have been sent out. We have 4 declared candidates on the ballot and 2 write-ins. And our next council meeting is on Election Day, which is November 4th. And then our second meeting in November, we're planning on the 18th. I know the community Thanksgiving dinner is on Thursday the 20th, so just plan ahead. And our meetings in December will be on the 2nd and the 16th.
So, Liz, I didn't quite understand the West Yellowstone housing. Has that been canceled for the 27th?
Yeah.
Or the time change?
I believe it's canceled.
Okay.
Maybe it's time change.
It's scheduled for the time that it was originally scheduled. Sorry to butt in.
So it's scheduled Tuesday or Monday, the 27th for 3 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm saying,
that cover your calendar, Liz?
Yes.
And will the council have any meeting reminders or other last minute thoughts or postponements? Well, if there's no objection, we will go ahead and end this meeting. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate everyone coming out tonight for sharing some thoughts and participating.
I have a question.
Yes.